Good morning. It's 6:21.
Weaker economic growth, lower consumer spending, higher unemployment. These are the predictions in the latest Associated Press survey of leading economists. Why all the gloom? Let's turn to Janine Aversa. She's Associated Press economics writer, joins us live this morning. Janine, thank you very much.
Good morning.
Kind of makes us feel like rolling over and going back to sleep after hearing all this. A lot of lousiness ahead. What is the gist of the new survey?
Well, the gist of the new survey shows that the economy is going to be struggling well into next year. And that is a much darker scenario than most economists had anticipated just 3 months ago. So you're probably wondering, well, geez, what changed? Well, one of the kind of the major turning points happened recently when the Wall Street started a roller coaster ride again in response to the Greek debt crisis. So people say, well, how does that affect me? Well, it affects your 401ks, and psychologically, it affects your willingness to spend, and it also affects businesses' willingness to spend.
But even though growth is slower than was initially expected, a lot of these economists believe we're still on track with the recovery, and that'll keep us from falling into that so-called double-dip recession.
That's correct. 55% of the economists said the recovery is on track, despite the growing risks to the economy.
Why didn't we all start going shopping again when there were at least some signs of growth? That's what was expected and what may have really supercharged the economy. Instead, everybody is saving, or most everybody is saving, and spending very little or as little as possible.
Well, there's a number of reasons why consumers are just holding tight to their wallets. One is that unemployment remains high. It's at 9.5% now, and many economists thought it would be much lower. That unemployment rate is expected to remain high well into next year. By the end of December 2011, it will still be 8.7%, according to our survey. That is well above normal. Normal is in the 5 to 6% range. Another thing that's holding back people from shopping is because they're not seeing big wage gains. You know, in an economy that is very fragile, your boss is not going to give you a big pay raise. And so that makes people think twice about going out and spending.
You know what else jumps out of this, Janine, is the fact that some of these economists thought that state budget problems were having a big threat on the overall economy.
That's true. In fact, many economists in our survey saw this as a severe, significant threat to the economic recovery. And you might wonder, well, how does this affect me, and how does this affect the national economic recovery? Well, those state and local governments have been having to cut back in their spending, and that means that they're cutting on roads, on schools, on hospitals, and they're cutting teachers' salaries as they lay off workers. All of those things take a bite out of national economic activity, and it also means that businesses and regular people in those areas are spending less as well, and that ripples through the national economy.
Janine, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Janine Aversa, she works for the Associated Press and economics writer there.
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And at 6:25, here's Tucker Eccles now for the Washington Business Journal.